Psalm 18, Part 2, Preface. To Titus, in the first chapter, at the 15th verse, St. Paul writes, "Unto the pure all things are pure. Unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. A mind full of unchastity will find a score of occasions for filthy thoughts, where a chaste heart finds no stumbling block. From beholding the same picture, very different thoughts may be awakened in different persons. Whilst the one is filled with filthy imaginings, the other is edified with thoughts of God and of heaven, the object being the same. The difference in the result is owing to the disposition and the sentiment of the beholders. It is owing to the purity or the impurity of the mind. To the believer who has learned to trust God, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Even when smarting under the chastening rod of the Lord, the righteous is ready to say with Job, 'Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?' To the righteous, God's ways are always right, but to the wicked, all God's doings appear wrong. Whatever God does, it will not suit the froward. Therefore God will also show himself froward with them, and will make them eat the fruit of their own doings." From the second part of the 18th Psalm, let us learn to accept in humility all the Lord's words and works. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand has held me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them, that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance gives he to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore." Summary. This song of triumph, which David sang after vanquishing his enemies, is at the same time a prophecy of the victories of Christ over our enemies. St. Paul quotes this psalm in proof that the heathen should glorify God for his mercy in Jesus Christ. And from the concluding verse, it is clear that he is not speaking alone of his own person, but of him who should sit on the throne of David forever. As David triumphed over and subdued all the surrounding enemies of Israel, so our David has bruised the head of the hellish Goliath, has redeemed us from that strong man, the law, and has burst the bars of death. And though Satan may yet tempt, and the law may yet threaten, and death may yet terrify, while we sojourn in the flesh, if we will but lean on our David, taking refuge under his cross, he will not fail to do what David of old said, "Thou wilt save the afflicted people." Nestling under his wings, neither death nor hell shall rule over us. Prayer. Lord Jesus, both David's Son and David's Lord, thanks be to thee, because thou didst undertake the battle against our enemies, and didst ransom us from the power of them that hated us. And as thou now sitst at the right hand of thy Father, a Lord over all things, be thou our rock and our defense, our buckler, and the captain of our salvation, that in thy name we may defy and despise the very gates of hell, triumphing over them forever and ever. Amen.